In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you stop to think about it, what an incredible thing life is. We know no other. Then again, what an incredible thing faith is. In fact, so often both incredible things are just too big to get your heads around. It's also dramatic, exciting, and yet also at times, especially now, frightening. A good while ago, one of our bishops wrote a book entitled Scripture and the Authority of God, a book which referred to the way the revealing of God came through the pages of the Bible, and that this whole story can be understood as a five-act play. Act 1, creation. Act 2, the fall, Adam and Eve. Act 3, the story of Israel, in fact, the most part of the Old Testament as we have it. Act 4, Jesus. Act 5, Easter and Pentecost, and the story of the growth of the church. But Act 5 is still going on, for we become aware of the fact we are not just talking about Moses and John the Baptist and a book that contains the parables of Jesus, full stop. We are talking about a book that we are in. In the context of God's ongoing creation, we are part of Act 5, and we all still have a part to play in the drama. So today in the Gospel, we go to an incredible story recorded for us by Matthew. It's also recorded by Luke and the other two Gospels, as Andy has pointed out in his reflection in the grapevine. When we talk about Luke, we must never forget that because he was very much a person of the time, he wrote not only his gospel, but also the Acts of the Apostles, which recorded the spread of the gospel of Jesus. He was part of the whole story, the whole drama, just as Mary was there from the birth of our Lord up to the day of crucifixion and into the Easter revelations. It was all there to be recorded for us, the normal and the incredible. Since 2001, through my contact with the Episcopalian Church in America, which is part of the Anglican Communion that we as the Church of England are part of, I have day by day used a small booklet of daily Bible readings and reflections that are produced by a wide range of Christians from all walks of life. So having said that, let me read to you what a lady from Georgia, who is involved in the world of creative parenting, has to say in the light of this morning's gospel about the feeding of the thousands, something we are told that happened soon after the news that John the Baptist had been beheaded by Herod. This is my little book of reflections. And she says this: "Oh, Jesus, John the Baptist was beheaded. John, kin by blood and soul. Learning how his death came to be is enough to make you sick. You need to be alone. You know it immediately. You withdraw. The people keep coming. You've lived and breathed this ministry. And now when all you want is to be alone, they come asking you for more. You show compassion. You do the work. You give love. Food will not pass through John's throat again. But these people are hungry. You fill thousands of empty bellies with nothing but five loaves and two fish. You'll get your alone time with God. Your soul hungers for it. You'll climb a mountain to get it. Then you'll descend and walk on water to find us, calming our astonished fears. She ends with those words about Jesus, calming our astonished fears. And so we continue day by day in faith, grappling with all the fears and ups and downs of life, looking for spiritual nourishment and hope. In these difficult times, we have found other ways of being together as church. In the past, when some people went to the theatre, there were certain plays which ended with the audience being invited onto the stage with the cast. As I said at the beginning, we are still in Act 5. And even in this Zoom world, we are inviting others to come onto the stage with us as the drama continues. So let me conclude by reading you a very powerful prayer that was the one used as the post-communion prayer for the third Sunday after Trinity. O God, whose beauty is beyond our imagining and whose power we cannot comprehend, show us your glory as far as we can grasp it, and shield us from knowing more than we can bear until we may look upon you without fear. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. And so this week's sermon, Reflection from Me, concludes, but the drama continues, and we are reminded of the last few lines of the hymn we have just sung. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Amen.